What about technology? I mean, that's another.
Oh my gosh, technology. Without, I couldn't explain without some kind of visual aid. If you could see the old radars,
yeah,
the old sounding machines that tell you the depth of the water, you know, and send information back to the boat. If you didn't see that, you couldn't appreciate it. I can't explain. I'm not smart enough to explain it clearly enough for you to really understand. But we have gone from, the wheel to the microwave,
right?
As in just in the last 40 years, I'll tell you that right now.
How has that changed your experience in the pilot house as the pilot?
It makes the job, it's still not easy by any chance, by any means. It makes it easier.
Right.
Yeah. It can still be very difficult at times, no matter what you got up there, no matter how much equipment you got up there. You're still making judgment calls. You still have to make decisions. You're just, all it is, you have much more information to work with now than you did when I first started.
Right.
Yeah, it's just daylight and dark.
Is there any kind of romanticism about the old days when you used to be?
I miss the simplicity,
right,
of the old days. I don't miss a lot of the harsh working conditions. I don't miss the giddy up and go mind frame, mindset. I don't miss any of that, and we'll never miss it. But yes, the simplicity, sometimes you sit back and you think, you know, hey, this used to be. Because now, there again, all those tools and stuff we have out there makes our job safer and better. It's, you stay busier gathering this information that you're using while you're steering the boat. You know, I mean, you stay, whereas you used to, when there was very little to look at, an old radar that barely had a picture on it,
yeah,
and sounders, if you work somewhere where they had sounders, that is telling you how deep the water was. The rest of the time, you're doing everything by eye,
right,
and by memory, by knowledge, by fear.
Yeah. Do you think a pilot who never had to do that is has a different sense of the river?
The guys that are starting today, there again, it's not making the job easy.
Yeah.
It's making the job easier, and that's not putting down the pilots that have been made in the last 10 years in any way, because they're as much a pilot as I am. As a matter of fact, when you get right down to it, they're more of a pilot. They've been trained in the technology era. Mm-hmm. They're constantly being trained. They'll make better decisions because they've got more information. They know how to use that information. They know how to get it faster and how to utilize it better. Back in the 70s, when I first started on the boat, back then those guys had to utilize experience and they had to figure out things for themselves. You had to watch them figure out things. I think that made them, and there again, this is my personal opinion, but I think that made them, as far as boat handling goes, better pilots, is because they had less things, they had fewer things to help them. You had to get it on your own. In some ways, I think that maybe made them better pilots in some areas. Whereas today's pilot is better than they are a lot of times in a lot of situations because they have more information. They know how to get the information. They know how to utilize the information. They make better judgment. But as far as just by feel and by sense, a lot of the older pilots were better because they didn't have the stuff to help them. They had to develop that
right
themselves, yeah.